Bermuda is the corporate home of more than 13,000 international corporations, most of them expatriate U.S. companies. Elaine Walker, a business writer for the Miami Herald, went to Bermuda recently to try to find some of those corporate headquarters. She joins us from Miami. Welcome.
Hi there.
Ms. Walker, what did you find when you went to Bermuda?
Well, Bermuda, downtown Hamilton, Bermuda, is a very compact downtown. Thousands of U.S. corporations have offices there, but the offices are not offices the way we think of corporate offices. In a lot of cases, the offices are really what they call a file drawer, quote unquote, out of a office of an attorney or a resident agent on the small scale. Then there are 400 companies out of those 13,000 that actually have a significant physical presence in Bermuda. Mm-hmm. And those would vary from somebody like a Tyco, where they employ about a dozen or so employees, to somebody like Bacardi, who has a huge physical building and they employ about 100 people.
Now, you called on a number of these companies. What happened when you tried to reach people?
The companies really didn't want to let me into their corporate headquarters that much or let me meet with people at corporate headquarters. Only a limited number of them have any kind of executives there. Tyco, they at least let me into the office, and he shook my hand and said, call corporate headquarters in the United States. I can't talk to you. And
but this is international corporate headquarters for Tyco, isn't that right?
Correct. The reality is while the entire company is based out of Bermuda, they only have a small number of people working out of there, and they really run the company out of their offices in New Hampshire and their offices in Boca Raton, Florida. Mm-hmm. So the one mid-level executive that was there did at least, as I said, come out and shake my hand and say, sorry, I can't talk to you unless somebody from the U.S. tells me it's okay. Global Crossing, I tried to knock on their door in the middle of an afternoon, saw signs that there were people there, but couldn't even get a person to come to the door of the little office suite that they have in an office building there.
Was this before or after they declared bankruptcy?
This was after the bankruptcy, and apparently from what Bermuda officials told me, they have, you know, largely scaled back their operation. They had gone from being a significant employer in Bermuda back when they were riding high and had a lot of employees to now they only had a handful. I saw that there were still desks and computers that were on and people there, but I don't know where they were in the middle of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. But some of these companies, in fact, the majority of them, you say, have their corporate headquarters in file drawers or post office boxes or something like that.
Post office boxes is kind of a misconception. Technically, Bermuda government doesn't allow you to register an international company with a post office box being your main address. You have to have somebody in Bermuda that is accountable if the Bermuda government wants to come question them or wants to see records. So what you have is a lot of attorneys and a lot of agents. You also have a tremendous consulting business down there with all the major U.S. consulting and accounting firms from KPMG to Deloitte & Touche, you know, Price Waterhouse, etc. They all have major offices down there in Bermuda.
What is it about Bermuda's tax laws that motivates U.S. companies to relocate to a country 600 miles off the coast of South Carolina?
The biggest thing is there's no income tax on companies or individuals, particularly advantageous for a U.S. company that does a lot of business outside of the U.S. Because the U.S. taxes companies on international income. So the contention by a lot of these companies is that they're losing money by trying to compete against companies based elsewhere because they're having to pay that 35% tax rate. And there also are ways that they can even reduce their taxes on income earned in the U.S. as well.
Thanks very much, Ms. Walker.
No problem.
Elaine Walker is a reporter for the Miami Herald. She was recently in Bermuda calling on U.S. corporations now based there.